This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
Two Slo County moms lost their sons this year after their teens took counterfeit pills that turned out to be fentanyl. Now they are warning other families that it's not only addicts who fall victim to the synthetic drug. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Atascadero mother and nurse Cindy Soronto says one morning this past May, she walked into her 18-year-old son Dylan's room to find him not breathing.
When I walked into his room, I knew he was gone, you know, and I'm a nurse. And I saw him and I knew I couldn't save him.
Soronto says the investigation turned up that her son purchased what he thought was an ecstasy pill, but it was fentanyl. She was shocked when she found out.
My son had so much going for him. I am so angry, and I do not want this to happen to anybody else.
Fentanyl is a synthetic drug used in pain medication, but drug dealers are known to lace or make counterfeit recreational drugs with the opioid. Frank Warren with Slo County Behavioral Health says even small amounts can prove fatal.
Fentanyl is 30 to 50 times more potent than even heroin, so it's a really dangerous drug.
Atascadero mom Cami Velchi says her 19-year-old son Emilio had tooth pain and told his roommates he got a Percocet to numb the pain. He was found dead the next morning on the couch.
This is not out in the middle of, you know, an alley in Detroit. It's a completely different problem.
The moms are now taking part in a campaign, advocating to educate families about their experience to prevent this from happening to others. Santa Clarita resident Jaime Puerta lost his 16-year-old son Daniel to fentanyl in April. He's joined Felci and Sorontos in the campaign, but is also advocating for stronger statewide laws to hold drug dealers accountable.
California is not a state that has drug-induced homicide statutes on the books.
Instead, prosecutors have to seek a second-degree murder or manslaughter charge with a negligence or reckless element. In May, Slo County District Attorney Dan Dow announced his office is seeking a murder charge for a 19-year-old Paso Robles man who sold counterfeit pills, which led to a fatality. Under the theory that when he sold the pills, he knew, or should have known, that the pills contained fentanyl and were extremely dangerous to human life. The case is still pending. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.